This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time so much that you write me emails, send me text messages, whatever it takes. But I do appreciate it. Anyway, if you want to be part of the show, you want to get involved, engaged, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. That's where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. That's right. Send out an email a week. Shouldn't be a problem for you, right? One email a week. Give me an idea of what we're going to be doing, why, how, where, when, and that kind of stuff. This hour, I really do want to get down to this abortion or murder, right? And I know every left-leaning loon is going to get on my case about this. Even some of my friends on the right are going to get upset with me for calling it murder. But let me ask you a question. You've seen the pictures. Forget that it's a woman's body for a moment. You've seen the pictures. You've seen the hands, the feet, the arms, the legs, the belly, the toes, the giggles, the sucking of the thumb while it's in the womb. You've seen all of that. You see the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the ears. And I'm not talking 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. I'm talking 40 weeks. That's what I'm talking about. Woman called the show last night. She was upset with me because I talked too fast. She couldn't get the phone number. took her a few times to get the number. All right. I apologize. I didn't mean. She's a survivor of abortion. Now, I'd love to get her on at some point and talk with her about it, but think about this. She was a survivor of abortion. Right? Was it the 40s? Oh, yeah, in the 40s, which probably would have been a real mess. And she's raised, I think she said, two boys. Two upright, upstanding boys, and they're in the military. You know, I mean, think about her contribution, their contribution to society. Why would have that been so bad? And my question of the hour, the day, the year, the decade, is why is abortion now a clean word and adoption's a dirty word? Because you're going to force the woman. That's what they always say. You're going to force me to be pregnant. Well, I didn't force you to have unprotected sex. And no, I'm not putting all the blame on the woman like some of you think I'm doing. The problem is that you only allow the guy to have responsibility when it's convenient for you. If you decide to have the child and you don't want anything to do with the guy, then it's convenient for you to charge him child support until he's 18. But when you go for that abortion, you don't say a word. Not a word. He doesn't have a say. I mean, what if he said, you have the baby, I'll take care of it. Give it to me when it's born. See, there are outs here. It's this mental mindset that makes me nuts where you guys have one way of thinking of things. You got the illegals coming up from other countries, from Central America. They're coming through Mexico. They've been offered asylum. They've been offered jobs. They've been offered places to live. They've been offered health care. They still decide to go the 1,500 miles to come here. We all know why. And what do you say? We're being mean. They're just trying to have a better life for the kids. Bullpuckies. If they were trying to have a better life for themselves and for the kids, they would have stopped at the first place that offered them food, shelter, health care, and a job. So it's not true. I get the biggest kick out of all of this. And now back to the abortion issue. Is it murder or is it abortion? That's what I'm trying to say to you. Have you held a baby, anybody out there, that has held a baby in its arms at 34 weeks? We have a friend who, we won't use her whole name, but she had a set of twins that were preemies. At what, how many weeks? 24 weeks. Yeah, right. And I was saying they can live at 19 weeks outside the womb. So she had preemies at 24 weeks that were twins that are thriving today. But if you saw them at 24 weeks, I was not confused as to whether they were a ball of cells. I wasn't confused as to whether they were a dolphin or maybe a bird of some kind. Maybe somewhere on the evolutionary scale. They were human, they were going to be human, and they were going to grow to be human at 24 weeks. I'm driving the point home because I want to make you sick to your stomach. Because some of you conservatives and some of you Christians and some of you people that are against abortion have done absolutely nothing to push back against it because you don't want the heat. I want you to look at that 24-week baby. I want to put up pictures of 24-week preemies and 30-week preemies. And then I'd like to put up the two-minute video that shows you what an abortion is all about. And imagine ripping the arms off of those babies while they're sitting on the table. It's the same thing. Just they're in a womb in one place, another place they'd be sitting on a table. Could you do it? Could you do it as you were looking at that child? Dr. Butcher Gosnell did it. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night, by the way. I've got the producer of Dr. Gosnell coming on the show. Yeah, it's just nuts. Crazy nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I'm going to do the abortion thing. We're going to talk about judges. Seriously, who's the most popular justice on the Supreme Court? I'm curious. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My,
listen to the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much, really, for being with me, with us, with us-ins. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend on the air with me. You're listening, you're involved, you're active, if you would. And I really do appreciate it. I really, really do appreciate the time. Anyway, you know, I keep saying I'm going to do this, and I never do it. And I don't do it because I just forget. Anyway, well, let's welcome KSLM, 1220 AM and 104.3 FM out of Oregon. I'm surprised they let me on the air in Oregon, frankly. Want to welcome to the lineup. I always appreciate it if you're up in the Oregon area. You look up the station, find out the area it is, tune in, pay attention, get informed, and get involved. And, you know, this stuff comes about. I keep telling you guys, if you find your local stations and they got programming, you know, just call them. Say, why don't you take a show? Why don't you have The Real Side with Joe Messina on? I don't understand. So anyhow, again, KSLM, 1220 AM, 104.3 FM out of Oregon, Salem, Oregon. And enjoy. Hope you're enjoying. Let me get back to it. You know, I got to tell you guys, I get people get really upset that I hang on the abortion stuff for a while. And I get it. You know, it gets old. How much can you say about it and what have you? But I think part of it is, who's talking about it? Really, who's beating? You know, I heard Hannity tonight. And, you know, what's he got? You know, a gabillion followers, a gabillion listeners? A big megaphone, lots of influence. And he said, and I know a lot of you are Hannity lovers. I'm not pounding on Hannity. But he said, I don't usually do abortion stories because it's settled law. I don't care that it's settled law. The act of what they're trying to push through is murderous. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's hateful. And it's just flat out wrong. You can't ignore it just because it's settled law. You don't ignore the Second Amendment stuff, Sean. You're all over that, and that's settled law. So there are things with your pulpit that you can do, that you can make happen. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court has been the most trusted branch of government, until recently, among voters for more than a decade. And while that still holds true, faith in the courts now, well, it's near its lowest number. Right? I mean, the number saying that the executive branch is their most trusted stands at a new low. When asked which of the three branches of government they trust the most, 35% of voters choose the U.S. Supreme Court. That's down from 45% in February 2017, a record low 33% chose the court in June of 2005. Now, the executive branch is chosen by 18%, down from 26%. 13% pick Congress. Congress must be just below pond scum, right? What do you think? Anyway, but SCOTUS is still the most trusted. Anyway, cut it. You know, even if you tally the totals together, the executive and legislative, you know, Congress and the president, they still don't beat SCOTUS. Now, the poll was released on Wednesday, conducted before the partial government shutdown. Confidence ended in January 25th. Confidence in the Supreme Court is down across groups, with some of the biggest shifts coming from, guess who? Come on. Yeah, right, Democrats. That's right, they're upset. They're upset because there's more conservative judges on the court now. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Trust the judicial branch. The most Democrats, 37% today, 37% say yes. A year ago, or 2 years ago, it was 67%. When it comes to Republicans who trust the judicial branch right now, it's 34%. In 2017, it was 23%. The executive branch declines, you know, evangelical Christians, right? I'm sorry. With independents, it declines by 22%. With evangelical Christians, it declines by 13%. So among Republicans, there's been an 11-point increase in the number of choosing the Supreme Court, while faith in the executive branch dropped by 8 points. Now, President Trump, since he's taken office, he's had two justices confirmed to the Supreme Court, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. So where do voters pledge their allegiance, if not to the judicial or executive branches? 10% are unsure which branch they trust the most, up 7 points in 2017. Another 10 say, they got mixed feelings about it. As Supreme Court Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues to recover at home from the December surgery, but the polls find she's the best-liked member of the court. Right? But there's a caveat here. Two things. One is, it's among those who can actually name any of the court members. Come on, let that ring through. I mean, how many times you used to see Jay Leno do, what was it, the jaywalking? They couldn't tell you how many justices there were. They couldn't name any of them. When voters were asked to pick their favorite justice currently sitting on the U.S. Supreme Court, Ginsburg takes top honors with 18%. The next is the newest member. Okay, go figure this one. This should make them, like, crawl, just spin their heads on the left. Brett Kavanaugh's number two. Neil Gorsuch is number three. Clarence Thomas is number four. Now, I believe that Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets the nod because she's an older woman. Okay, I mean, she really, she's just a lady that people seem to like. You have to look at some of the comments that she made and what she's done. But the fact that right behind her are three conservative judges, right? I think Sotomayor came in fifth. And I don't think they knew who the rest of them were. Republicans selected Kavanaugh as their favorite, followed by Thomas, then Gorsuch. Republican women, 15% seem to like Kavanaugh more. Republican women seem to like, think about this. You know, it's funny how mainstream media hasn't said anything about Kavanaugh's accusers lying. And this is them, not me. I didn't say they lied. They say they lied. And then Professor Ford took her money and left. She's not going to pursue it anymore, even though she said she would. Overall, 22% of the people polled could name one Supreme Court justice. Not a one. Isn't that sad? The voters least likely to name the justice fell under the age of 45. Right? 32% of them were independents, 29% earning under $50,000. 38% said they didn't have a favorite justice. Not interested. And these were all done by landline calls to cell phones and what have you. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the most popular judge. What does that say? I'll let it sink in. We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Show me in your house. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A polar vortex has the Midwest in a deadly grip. 22 states registered temperatures below zero. Chicago was at minus 23. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, minus 25, and Minneapolis, minus 27. The polar vortex is putting a halt to mail delivery across at least seven states. John Clemens reports.
There will be no mail delivery in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, portions of Montana, Wisconsin, and a wide area of Illinois as dangerously cold conditions hit parts of the nation. Due to the Arctic outbreak and the concern for the safety of employees, the Postal Service has suspended service. There's no word yet on when mail service will resume in the affected regions. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Please answer the question.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and truly being involved. So, you know, I've been going off of this abortion thing. And I wrote an article years ago. I should repost it. Would you remind me that on the website, because, you know, you haven't got enough to do, that old article I had, Why Do Women Get to Play God? And I lay out in the article the 180-degree difference in the law where, again, like I said, if a woman is walking to the abortion clinic and she's going to abort the baby that she has, and my car jumps the curb or, you know, I'm mad at her, I'm the boyfriend, I go hit her in the car, and she aborts the baby on the street. I killed the baby. I could be up on manslaughter charges. Because the baby died. But she wouldn't be. You kind of see where the confusion is here? Even though she wants it gone. And to get past all of that, now we're talking about 40-week abortions. What the heck's happened to us? You and I hear, make some people crazy. You take God or the higher being, whatever you got going on, out of the equation, I'm it. I'm at the top of the food chain. I'm the one that decides what to do and how to do. That's never a good idea. Stalin, Marx, Hitler. Should I go down the list? When you're it, when you're at the top of the food chain and you're the only one that matters, there's a problem. The biggest part of this is when you hear them discuss it, when you hear them talk about where they're at with it and how they approach it and what they think about it. First, now we're being told, or there's some reports that the bill got defeated or won't make it out of committee. Let me see if I can find that. You just gave that to me, right? Yeah. And did I open it up here? Yeah, there you go. But I don't, but here's where we rest on our laurels. We decide, okay, cool, we killed a bill, but we didn't. We didn't. It says the Virginia Republicans defeat Democratic bill allowing abortions up to birth. But here's the problem. They didn't defeat it. Let's be clear about this. It was not defeated. The article goes on to say that the Virginia Republicans on Tuesday killed legislation that would have loosened abortion restrictions after the bill's sponsor admitted it would be allowed the procedure even after a mother went into labor. The House subcommittee, voted 5-3 to table the bill. Now, here's the deal. The bill being tabled doesn't mean it's dead. It simply means it's been put on pause. That's all it means. Right? All three Republicans voted to table it, and all Democrats voted against it. In other words, they wanted it to go through for a vote. I think I don't know how their committees, how that committee works, but the Dems are in control at this point, which is why I think President Trump tweeted out there will be no government-approved abortion bill while he's president. Which I think is, what's that?
Federal, right?
Federal. Well, the beauty behind all these is it's going to get driven to the Supreme Court again. They're worried about President Trump overturning Roe versus Wade. They're going to do it themselves. They won't need any help. They're going to get, when you're talking about the Supreme Court now having to decide when a human, because that's what it's going to boil down to. When does life start and when does it deserve protection? That's what it's going to all come to, right? In the video that we're going to play for you, the audio that I'll play for you in a second, the Democratic delegate, Kathy Tran, she acknowledged, Susie, that her bill would permit abortions at 40 weeks, but she wouldn't dive in and actually say, yes, they'll be allowed to abort the baby at that point. What she carefully chooses is a decision on what to do will be made between the doctor and the mother. And at that point, I'm sorry, if you're aborting the baby, you're no longer a mother. Not in this case especially. So let me play you what the representatives, I will say, the questioning of the representative. And you'll hear her. I left the pauses in there. Kind of long, but I left them in on purpose. I want you to hear them. She can't. She starts to realize how cold these answers are and doesn't know what to do. Let me see.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, physical health, mental health, health, whatever.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the...
Did you hear how she said that? Like, no big whoop. Third trimester goes to the point where the baby knows pain, feels pain, that's all fine. I would love to be able to question her and say, okay, so exactly how would this abortion take place? This baby's alive coming down the birth canal. What do we use? How do you kill this thing?
Her trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Yeah, okay. No problem.
But to the end of the third trimester?
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So,
No. Not that she doesn't think. She knows there's no limit in the bill. This is what they've been screaming for a long time. Abortion, anytime, on demand, without excuse, at taxpayers' expense, was never what the Supreme Court was looking at the time.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So,
He's floored.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
Ooh, this doesn't look good.
She's dilating.
Oh, you had to throw that in there.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a...
Okay, how am I going to get out of this? Oh, I'll put it on the big, bad, old, white male.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman...
I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
You see how she tried to dance around it? So her bill would allow for the murdering of that kid. Yeah, sorry. Some of you out there don't like that. Come on. when you stop a heartbeat, you take a life. Isn't that murder? And I know women that have come home shortly after labor. You get that kid in the car. 2 hours later, you put him in the back seat, strap him in his little chair, or hold him in your arm, however they do it. And I've had a little bit too much to drink, and I run into your car and I kill that kid. Guess what? I've got murder charges on me. The law has now become so blurred. The law is now a feeling and not what's written. It's disgusting. Okay, now this is even more disheartening. Now you're hearing the governor talk about this bill, and I don't know if he ever realizes what he says when he says it.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant.
Now he's all of a sudden he's calling an infant. It'll be delivered. Right? Which means now it's cleared the birth canal. It's been delivered. A doctor or someone is holding it in their hands.
The infant would be kept comfortable.
Kept comfortable. I'm sorry. Would you like a cigarette and a cup of coffee? What do you mean by comfortable? You going to throw a blanket on it? Make sure it's in a warm room? Maybe give it mom's milk? No, none of that stuff's going to happen.
Infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So,
wow. It's cold.
Okay, Alexa.
Oh, sorry. Two different ones. A discussion on what would ensue. I mean, is it about keeping the baby, getting rid of the baby? I don't get it. What discussion would ensue at that point? It's a baby. It's laying there with two arms, two legs. It may have some issues breathing. It may have some problems. Mom gets to decide whether that child lives or dies. We've been told for decades that God is the only one that has the right to take a life or give a life. I'm thoroughly confused. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Another good white guy talking about the award producer, Kevin Sorbo, all over this. So many are afraid to discuss. I'm not. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate it. You know, we're talking about the abortion law they're trying to pass in Virginia, the one I already did in New York, right? And you're hearing all this nasty stuff. But what's really a lot of fun is when the governor tries to explain what's going on. Okay, let me see if I can pull this up here. This would be even better. Probably should unmute it, right? Don't you think that would work?
Like Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is.
She was pressed by a human being who cared about human life. Let's just clear that up.
Essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you, one, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about...
Is he copping out here? Is there a cop-out coming that these decisions should be made? First of all, they're not going to be made by the fathers. Let's just be honest about it. Not going to happen. But made by the mothers, to what point, to what degree? I mean, what happened? This thing can be just about out of the womb and you can kill it. So when do we go to a week out, 2 weeks out, 3 weeks out? Reverse digestion, gestation.
About third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor...
What's non-viable? You know how many mothers are told that the kids are going to have Down syndrome, or the kids are going to have this, their kids are going to have that, and they're born, they don't have any of that? Let's start off there. And the kids go on to live wonderful, normal, productive lives. So we, you know, you talk to mothers of Down syndrome kids, and I have. They all say the same thing, that those kids bring a different love, a different kind of love to the family like they've never seen, and they would not go back. They would not give them up.
Hey, bro, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in the...
What part of blown out of proportion? Where did that come from? What was blown out of the proportion that the government has stepped in to try to save a life? Are these guys serious? And I don't know, I do not know how he speaks to this with a straight face and saying, now he's going to say, we want less government involved except where it comes to making sure we have a right to an abortion. Then we want more government involved. It doesn't make any sense. No matter where you go, it doesn't make any sense. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Take a look. There's more to this.
These types of decisions, we want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't.
Boy, is he going right into that whole dim spiel? This is where men shouldn't tell women what to do with their body. This is where men shouldn't tell women. Look, how about science? Take it back to science again. Is this a child? Let's start off there. Is it a baby? Is it a human being or not? Can we get an answer? All right, so once we find out it's a human being or not a human being, then we make the decision. Are you allowed to stop the life of a human being? Isn't that what that child is? I'm really would love to press a Democrat. I don't think any of them will come on to discuss. But I would love to know. Seriously love to know. When does it become life? When does it become something worth protecting? You know what I'm saying? God bless. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me finish it up. Hold on. Before I throw up.
Couldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now for the governor. We're going to talk now with Mike, who's called.
You know, these decisions should be taken lightly, but we put them out there lightly. We put them out there like they have no water, no validity, no anything. Stopping a life at 40 weeks. I don't know any other way to put it. It's stopping a life at 40 weeks, is it not? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. The, man, and to call it, see, you can tell it's bothering me. To call it reproductive health, it's just a sham. The reproductive system is made to go through this, fix it, and do it the right way. Not stop it. You know, it's really funny. We're talking about illegal immigration in the last hour. And how they tie so many things to this false narrative, these false facts. And now you got the ones on the left screaming, whether climate change is the leading cause of illegal immigration. Although I haven't heard anybody say, we're moving up from Central America because it's too hot because of climate change. We can't grow any food, so we're moving north. We can't get air conditioning. So it's all about the climate. These people. This, you know what? This is like stupid going somewhere to happen when they come up with this stuff. Absolutely no facts. Makes them feel good about it. But yet nobody who's actually come up here for the help has discussed it in any way, shape, manner, or form. Think about that. 855. I'm stuck on this. I'll get off it. But for the most part, I'm stuck on it because it again, it is unreal. Unreal nasty. And nobody on that side is going to call their own people up. They never do. Two Republicans right now are calling out the unusually crazy...
Moore,
oh, here we go. Unusually crazy use of force when it comes to... When it came to serving Roger Stone his papers, if you would. I mean, why did they need that many? Why did they need 27 agents? 17 cars? To try to send a message? Doug Collins of Georgia, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, sent a letter to the FBI Director, Christopher Wray. He wants to know the Bureau's tactics when arresting Roger Stone. Collins joins Senator Lindsey Graham in questioning the amount of force used in arresting the 66-year-old Stone. He's not deemed a flight risk. Even the judge was a little perturbed. Basically let the man out in his own recognizance. Didn't have to put up a nickel. So none of it made any sense. Graham shouted, Mueller, do your job. These tactics are unacceptable to give a level of threat. I mean, look at the level of threat and what you did. It makes no sense. It's a total intimidation thing. It's going to get to the point now where this is going to be an expectation. That this is how they're going to show up. This is how they're going to make it look. Right? And throw you under the bus because they don't like you. They don't like your way of thinking. They don't like the fact that you, you know, he's sitting there talking about now suing. Right? Just like Jerome Corzine is talking about, which he should. And he should keep up the pressure. Both of them should. Matter of fact, you've got others in the mix that want to do it too now. Manafort wants to do it. Right? General Flynn, same thing there. Wants to change his plea. He must have got stuck into a corner. They must have backed him into a corner. People, we got to fight back. This is fighting the deep state, fighting what's going on is no different than what our founding fathers did when they fought the king. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I hope you're back with me tomorrow. If you can't make it, call me. Let me know why. God bless. Have a great day.